Salmon is standing in front of his students in a college classroom.
Hello, Penny. Welcome.
Hi.
I meant to tell you this is a kind of a business casual thing.
Well, this is how I dress when I perform.
Okay. Students, we're going to do an experiment, okay? So first you're going to read this text and then answer some questions, and then you're going to read similar text while listening to this music, okay? And I have these little pulsometers, just put them on your wrists and so we can check your heart rates, and then we'll compare results, okay? Penny sings.
Well?
I think you sang it too fast. I can't tell because the heart started pumping before the music started and it didn't slow down.
Everyone?
I don't know. It's an aggregate score. Look, do you think you could sing it again, only a little slower?
Well, sure, but then I need to reset my backing track.
Oh.
It means I'd have to come back.
Can I play the guitar or something?
You can play? You're not in the music business.
Enough. I mean, what are they, 5 chords?
Okay, let's try A minor, F, C, D, A minor. The bridge is E, G7, A minor. Then try a slower version.
Mr. Salmon, I can play that a lot better.
Just do the reading, okay?
I'll drum.
Read it.
Can't we just listen?
You know, those NY students seem to like your singing, and they couldn't take their eyes off of you, not to mention the havoc it played on the pulsometers. Now, I don't know if it's too fast or it's too slow, thanks to your dress. What if I got you a concert at the college?
Oh, yeah?
And then you can play the song. I'll find a way to test it on a larger audience. I'll use prizes and a questionnaire or something. This way isn't working out.
Well, I sing it the way it sounds best.
Yeah, but I need to test it on a real audience.
Live? With my band?
Look, if this song works out, okay, we could have some pretty big grants, and it could revive Power Learning.
I'd have to train my band. That takes time. It's not my regular kind of song.
I'll make it worth your while, okay? I'll promote you if you get this song to revive Power Learning. You know, it's worth over 10,000 shares.
10,000?
Yeah. So give me more of your music, and I'll start passing it around to the students. You know, build awareness.
Okay, I have tons of it. Let me burn you a disc. Oh my God, the screen has gone blank. It won't start up, my computer died.
What?
It's dead, that's everything I have.
Do you have a backup?
What's backup?
Oh, look, I'm sure I can get somebody from the computer department to fix it.
Oh my God, please, I have everything I own on there. Every song, everything.
In the computer's manager's office.
Bill, can you tell me what happened to Penny's computer? Can you fix it? Phil!
Why don't you take it to the lab and see what I can do?
Phil, Penny just lost all her music, including mine.
She has a MacBook. I have one too. I love that Apple.
Yeah? Okay, because I'm starting to feel like it's my fault. It's not. Yeah, you have an iPod. Wouldn't all the songs be synced to an iPod? I'm sure she
could,
has one too.
Could be.
So she probably has everything backed up without realizing it, right?
Could be. But I think you need the special apps to pull that data back to another computer.
Uh-huh.
Well, maybe I'll ask around.
Okay. Please take care of it. Later. Phil is on the phone to Penny.
Hi, it's Phil. Mike told me what happened to your laptop. That's terrible.
While I was talking to him.
Sounds like he brings bad luck, huh?
You think?
Nah, just kidding. But I'm calling you to bring you some good luck.
Yeah?
Oh, Mike is okay, but let's focus on what I can do for you. I think there's a way to get your music back, and much more.
You can? And more?
Let's meet. I'll fix it up and explain. Who's that?
Just calling someone about my hard drive.
You did the dead drive trick?
And I don't have backup.
That'll get him going. Phil is invited to Penny's apartment.
I can't believe you can actually help me. Mike's tech guys couldn't do anything about getting my data back. Just said he put in a new hard drive. My music is gone. Years of work.
Don't worry. I'll get your music back. Give me your iPod and I'll sync it all back to your new drive.
You can? Oh my God, you're a genius. I mean, okay for an older guy.
Older guy? I'm not. That's just my Wall Street game face. You know, I'm not that old. Besides, I'm still part of that single scene, you know? I have a client who can put you on TV.
Oh? Can I just give you a hug just for saving me?
You know, Penny, I can really help you.
You already have.
Yeah. But I have bigger plans, Penny.
Is that going to be a problem with Mike? He's promising to do a concert for me and then fix up my plan and help me find investors.
Oh, that's okay. I mean, but it'll take time. Lots of time. I have some other ideas that could work now.
Oh, yeah? Like what?
Well, let's just shape your concerts a little first and we'll go from there.
Shape them?
Yeah, you'll see.
Signs for the Penny Stockert concert live at NYU. Penny Stockert tonight.
Wow, we really got an audience.
Go on, break a leg.
Salmon's in the audience with his wife. I guess she's doing okay. I mean, she's not blowing them away, though.
I guess. No one really knows her music. You arrange this concert?
It's just a way to thank her for the song.
And Phil has taken over?
That's okay. Let him do the work.
Well, he seems to enjoy playing the producer. He might want to work on her showmanship. She's not really firing up the crowd.
Well, look, you know, I'm using this to test my plan by... You see, I'm flashing words over the screen right there. Then at the end, I'm offering prizes for whoever can remember the message. I'm guessing the ones with our song will be the one that people remember the most.
You think that's going to work?
Well, not if she doesn't play the song already.
Can I make a bet on this?
Don't make jokes, please.
Meeting backstage after the performance.
Penny, that was great, but what happened to our song? You were supposed to sing it at the end. I had this whole test going on in the background.
The band didn't want it on the playlist. It doesn't really fit with my set.
The band? It's your band. Why else would I promote it?
Look, I have all these fans. They want my autograph. Let's talk later.
My song?
Come on, honey. Let's go.
I'm just not ready to leave.
Yes, you are. You're done here.
Next day, Salmon calls Penny.
Penny, we've got to talk.
Well, I'm really busy.
No, this is important. Look, I'm helping you here.
How?
Last night's concert.
Thanks. It did okay, but they didn't buy any of my merch.
They're students. They don't have any money. You're new to them. But aside from that, you know, I've taken you to promoters, investors, my engineers. I mean, I promoted your shows. I've even sent you my business partner, Phil, to help you recover your music.
Oh, my drive. Well, it's still down.
God, I'm so sorry about that.
Well, what about my business plan? You were supposed to help me with that. That's the thing.
Well, look, I told you it was a process, okay? I mean, doing these concerts was part of that. I've been preparing you for my investors.
Okay, but why are you so upset? I made the song for you, didn't I?
Penny, what you did was in the wrong tempo.
Yeah, well, about that. If you go ahead and change the tempos like that, well, it's your song. You don't need me. You can do it with the computer.
But I do need you.
Why?
Because you're part of the cell. I mean, that's why I've been doing you all these favors. I'm not just opening doors for you. I'm looking for you to enchant investors. See?
What?
Well, you know, while you're selling PowerLearn, you're also selling yourself. Don't you see that? I mean, that's how you shape your plan. That's why I'm doing it this way.
Well...
Look, once I put you out there, people offer you things.
Is that what you think?
Yeah, I mean, the idea is just to harness that.
Well, I'd like to harness that myself, and I do okay.
Penny, you never knew these people. I mean, without me, you'd have nothing. Not the concerts, the investors, not Joe's conferences and the sponsorship offers I'm hearing about.
Now, look, just listen to me. You don't know the full story.
What is the full story?
Joe wasn't doing me any favors with that conference. He did it because of what happened at our meeting.
You had a meeting?
He invited me that night at your conference.
He invited you?
To dinner, and he attacked me. It was like date rape with this old guy.
Oh my God, with Joe in a restaurant?
Well, he asked me to come up to his office to discuss investing.
Oh no, he doesn't have an office. He borrows space.
Well, it was some kind of place.
That would be the executive dining room, after hours. And you were wearing one of your half dresses?
I dressed like I always dress. He just kept coming on
Joe,
to me.
Ugh. Joe, oh brother.
They all do that. They always have.
Oh, Penny, I'm so sorry. But then, if he attacked you, why would you also go to his conference?
Well, that's how we settled it. I could have gotten him in trouble. But why? So, he gave me and my manager tickets to his conference. So, it's not like I owe you. I earned it.
Oh, that's terrible. My God, Penny. I don't know what to say. I mean, I'm trying to help you.
You are?
Yeah, I mean, when I get up in the morning, I ask myself, what can I do for Penny?
Oh, okay, let's talk about it then.
Sure. Can you come to my office tomorrow? It's a real office.
I feel kind of out of place there. Can you come to my place tomorrow?
I guess.
Salmon enters Penny's apartment.
Boo!
What kind of welcome is that?
I was just messing with you.
Penny, I thought you were serious about this.
I am. I don't want to hear your Wall Street script anymore. I just want to know what you really want.
Script? Haven't I told you?
Yeah.
I guess you just see a suit.
Always do.
Well, I wasn't always a suit, okay? I mean, I wasn't always on Wall Street. I mean, look, when I was 24, 25, yes, your age, I had a choice. It's academics or something else.
So you were a professor?
Well, no. I mean, I was a struggling academic. I mean, I was trying to publish my music learning thesis. They didn't take it seriously. You ever seen a room full of laughing professors?
No, I'm not seeing that.
Well, they didn't either. So I put my regression analysis hat on and went to work on Wall Street as an analyst. I put this idea away for all those years, the music, the pattern matching, and then, you know, power learning appeared. It was a very similar concept, but with research. I raised the first $1 million round, I took it public, and then it sank.
Oh, you lost money?
You know, I came out okay because I structured it right, but it could have wiped me out. I mean, it could have taken me off the business. There were so many fools, and they just wouldn't listen to the marketing plan that I had in mind.
What do you mean?
Well, I mean, you know, the research was done in Bulgaria, so the music didn't match our tastes, and they couldn't see that. It's just, I was just the money guy, so what could I do? Anyway, I forgot about it. I put it all away. It must be about 15 years ago. And then I thought I heard something. You know, you opened that box again.
You mean my singing on the street?
You know, I guess. And then when we played your CD that night at my meeting, and it, you know, drew the crowd back in. They didn't even realize why. That's when it all came back to me.
Oh, cool.
So look, there it is. I mean, help me bring this power learning company back to life. I'll shape your big idea into a great plan. I really will. I'll get you in front of every investor in town, and they'll love you.
Okay.
It's not just a business, you know. Power learning could really change the world. We have too much information, and this system lets us take it all in. I mean, it's revolutionary. It's needed now.
Oh, sure.
Okay, well, now we've got that down. Tell me, who was that friend you brought to Robinson's conference? Okay, I just asked.
It's a terrible story.
Oh, well, you have to tell me then. Okay. Let's just get the song right, okay? That's key. You do this, and I'll make you famous.
Cool.
And then I had three more songs.
Well, I charge $10,000 per song. That's a standard producer's rate.
What? This is a trade. I'm helping you.
Let's just do your one song the way you like it, And that's our deal, okay?
You're not seeing the big picture here, Penny.
Well, maybe, but the picture I'm looking at is I'm a professional and I take my music very seriously. I have to charge.
I don't know, Penny. I don't know.
Mike and Phil meet in the office hallway.
Phil, we need to discuss the Bellini deal. I need a current income statement.
I sent you that already.
Yeah, you did. But anyway, look, what I really need to ask you is, are you seeing Penny?
We talk, but why?
I don't know. She's giving me a hard time.
A hard time?
Well, yeah, you know, she's like yeah-yaying me, but nothing's really happening.
Oh, how's that?
Well, the song, it's not quite right. She says she'll do it, but honestly, I think she's stringing me along.
Yeah, well, she does talk about that.
And?
Can't you let go of that learning thing? I mean, she doesn't see music as a tool. It's music. Katy Perry, Maroon 5.
Look, it's both, okay? If I get it right, it could also transform her career, just like Power Learning transformed yours.
Are you kidding me? I came in to clean up your mess.
Phil, you were just an auditor, okay? Thanks to a learning company, you are an investment banker. And it wasn't my mess, it was their CFO's.
I was the senior public accountant besides. Learning Company was a dud. And then, so why would it be better now? Because of her?
Well, it's more than her. But she is part of the equation, all right? Just figuring how.
Well, keep figuring because I can tell you she's really not on the same page as you.
What, right? Well, look, Phil, we have a deal. Please don't get in the way of it.
Let me see. You're going to make her rich? None of us think that's really going to happen.
None of us? Is this something you discuss? Are you dating?
No, that's not what I meant.
Well, what did you mean?
We've become friends. She confides in me.
Look, Phil, she's not your little chick, okay? She's my collaborator.
Well, not according to her. What she needs is work on her taxes, her computer. You're not in the music business.
No, Phil, listen to me, okay? We have been friends for a very long time, and I trust you. But do not get in my way here. I have a purpose.
Oh, sure.
Look, what is it you're after anyway? I'm pretty sure she has a boyfriend, okay? You're not even in her age range.
You don't know. Anyway.
No, I'm telling you, this is not one of your chases.
Chase? I don't need that. I got plenty of women, dime a dozen. This is friends and amusement.
Be careful, Phil. She may be an ingrate. And whatever you do, do not take her side over me if it comes to that.
Okay? Oh, no, Mike. Never. You know I wouldn't.